الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
پھر تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل بیچین، پھر تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل بیچین، پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when the devotees of Haram find a fortunate pilgrim setting out for the journey to Haram, the heart gets moved to tears. They desire the same journey these fortunate people are going to make, who eventually will reach to their destination, the holy court of the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It has always been an ambition for devotees of Rasul to pay a humble visit in the court of beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this ambition leads one to divine love. No doubt your heart and soul would be full of spirit and passion, and your eyes would be restless to see those sacred places that relate to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we'll let you see those sacred places on Madani channel in a series of segment named Ziyarat-e-Haramain, the places where initial surahs of the Holy Quran were revealed. Jannatul Ma'la, the sacred graveyard of Makkatul Mukarrama, where the holy graves of Sahaba-i Kiram and the holy wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam are situated. And other than these, other sacred places that relate to the holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. Masjid Jirana. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, at the moment we are standing at the location of Jirana. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came to this place after the battle of Hunain and stayed here for a few nights. Later on, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam wore the ihram for Umrah at this place. Masjid Jirana is situated on the way to Taif at a distance of 26 kilometers from Makkatul Mukarrama. Its area is 430 square meters and it can accommodate 1,000 people offering salah. This place is full of spiritual feelings. Ashina. Sayyiduna Abdul Wahhab Muttaqi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali once spent a night in this blessed place and had the honor and the good luck and the good fortune to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream 100 times in a night. The blessed well at Ji'rana. This is the blessed well where one of the greatest miracle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam happened. Earlier, water of the well used to be very sour. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached this place and put his sacred saliva in the well, the bitter water became sweet. Devotees of Rasul use this blessed water of this well even today to get cure from various diseases. The holy shrine of the beloved companion Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, at the moment we are present at the shrine of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest and closest companions to the King of Medina, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The shrine is located between Muzdalifa and Arafat. His father, Zubair bin Al-Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is amongst the Ashra'i Mubashara, the blessed companions. When he was born, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put a date chewed with his holy teeth in the mouth of his. So the first boon bestowed upon him was the holy saliva of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was his paternal aunt. The paternal aunt of the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was his paternal grandmother. And Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was his maternal grandfather. The daughter of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was his mother. And the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was his maternal aunt. After paying visit to the holy grave of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Madani Kafila of Da'wat-e-Islami reached the foot of Mount Sur. Many devotees of Rasul present at the foot of Mount Sur then started climbing this beautiful and blessed, illuminated, sweet scented mountain.
Ya Rab, Firoj par ye hamara naseeb ho sue Madina phir hame jana naseeb ho.
The group of devotees comprising kids, youngsters and elderly people, in spite of the hot weather and tiredness and many other hardships, kept on climbing up the mountain, the center of spirituality and love, which indeed is the source of blessings. Mount Sur is located at a distance of about 4 kilometers on the right side of Makkatul Mukarrama in the direction to Misalat.
Makkah,
its height from the sea level is 748 meters. From the land surface, it is 458 meters.
Arab naseeb ho sahara, naseeb ho dashte. Arab naseeb ho sahara, naseeb ho.
Qabil martyred Sayyiduna Habil radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on this mountain, the Mount Sor.
حج کا شرف پھر میرے آقا نصیب ہو.
Here on this mountain, that cave is situated in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with his close and devoted companion, the first khalif Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, stayed 3 nights. During migration to Medina. That sacred night is mentioned in Surah Toba in the Holy Quran in these words.
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها.
If you do not help him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has helped him when he had to go forth due to the mischief of the disbelievers, just as two men. When they were in the cave, when he was saying to his companion, "Do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us." Then Allah caused his calm to descend upon him and helped him with armies you did not see.
Ya Rab, Firoj par, ye hamara naseeb ho, sue Madina phir hame jana naseeb ho.
The participants of Madani Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami present in the cave of Sor, busy in Natkhani accumulating the spiritual blessings.
Oh, yeah.
Respected Islamic brothers, we are at the opening of the cave of Thor. Alhamdulillah, this is the cave during the time of Hijrat. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed this cave, and accompanied by Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are watching opening of the cave. This is the opening in where a spider spun the web and a pigeon laid some eggs. You must have heard that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went in the cave with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Kuffar reached here, then Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the feet of the Kuffar can be seen. Actually, one has to climb this cave once you enter it, and then climb, and you'll have a space to sit and lie. Let's show you the shape of this cave. Dear respected Islamic brothers, from the opening of this cave, this is the way to enter, and the path rises and then levels out from here. There is a space for lying and sleeping. This is the cave that the world knows as Ghar-e-Thor. This is the cave in which the beloved Prophet alayhi salam arrived at the time of migration. This is the cave where the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was followed, and people became blind. They could not see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the cave where a spider spun a web, where the pigeon laid the eggs. Even today we can see the beautiful pigeons around here. This is the same cave Mawla Ali sacrificed. That Salatul Asr, one rushes to his level best. Siddiq dedicated himself to you, O beloved Prophet, concluded all the obligations. The prompt obedience to his principles indeed is primary. This is the cave that has kissed the beautiful feet of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the hole through which people enter, supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal, and worship, and gain divine blessings from here. This is the way that has been made later. Pilgrims come through this way and exit the other way. Before, this mountain was joined to the bottom, and there was no hole and space all around. However, a way has been made for the pilgrims and stairs have been made. They enter through this way and inside the cave make the dua and exit other side. Dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers, the upper part of the cave Thor is hilly. Now we are present near the top of the Ghar-e-Thor. You are watching that even today there are pigeons on top of the cave. And one does not find pigeons at any other part of this mountain, which is several hundred feet high. Pigeons are seen only here, that is at the top. You can see the whole panoramic view of the entire Makkah. You can see the whole city of Makkah. You can see behind us the valleys of Mina. That Mina, which is a miracle of the Prophet alayhi salam. Even though it's a small valley, but it accommodates millions of Hujjaj. It is reported in the hadith that it gets widened for Hujjaj. My dear Islamic brothers, we can see this valley from this point of Mount Thor. The blessings of Madani Channel
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
We will not backbite
nor listen to backbiting.
Blessings of Madani Channel
will continue.
We will not backbite
nor listen to backbiting.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Bujha diye hain jal. جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں، روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں، جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں، روتے.
What is our Madani mission? I must try to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal.
The blessings of Madani Channel
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
We will not backbite
nor listen to backbiting.
We will not backbite nor listen to backbiting.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Na tumne to chalte phirte, tumne to chalte phirte, murde jila diye hain, tumne to chalte phirte, murde jila diye hain, unki mehak mein dil ke unke nisaar ko یاد آ گئے ہیں، سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں، جب یاد آ گئے ہیں، سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں، سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں، آنے دو یا
O Allah, your beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated to this blessed mount of Sur. He migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama through this way, and O Allah, he blessed the mountain with his company. O Allah, this place is where our supplications will be accepted.
Ameen.
For the virtue of this blessed mountain, forgive our sins.
Ameen.
Grant forgiveness for each and every one of us. O Allah, forgive our parents. Forgive the whole ummah.
Ameen.
Make us all pious.
Ameen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us companionship of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. For that companionship that Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from them blessed moments, O Allah, forgive our sins. For the sake of them 3 days that Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive our sins for the sake of that blessed time. The mountain of Nur. The mountain of Nur is situated in the northeast of Masjidul Haram. It is also known as the mountain of Hira. Its height from sea level is 621 meters and 281 meters from land. It takes almost 1 hour to have an access to Cave Hira.
کون جائے در تمہارا چھوڑ کر، سوئے جنت کون جائے در تمہارا چھوڑ کر، سرگزشتِ
Before the declaration of prophethood,
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to worship in the holy cave Hira, situated at the mountain of Nur. This is the glorious cave where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, the Holy Spirit, brought the first revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That comprises the first five verses of Surah Alaq. Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam,
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Translation: read with the name of your Rabb who has created everything, who has created the human being from the blood clot. Read, for your Rabb is the most generous, who teaches writing by pen, who teaches that he does not know. There is a gate to the north of this cave. One can get there by passing through two stones having distance of 60 centimeters between them. The length of this cave is 3 meters. Its height is about 2 meters and its width is varied. At the moment, we are standing near Cave Hira on the mountain of Nur in Makkatul Mukarrama. May Allah enlighten its glory. This is the cave in which the beloved Prophet Ahmad-e-Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, before the prophethood, used to visit this cave and worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spent about a month in this cave. The first revelation was also brought in this blessed cave by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. My dear Islamic brothers, we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal by the virtue of this sacred place that He may honor you by the performance of Hajj and Umrah again and again. The blessings of Madani Channel
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
The war against backbiting
will continue.
We will not backbite
nor listen to backbiting.
Blessings of Madani Channel
will continue.
We will not backbite
nor listen to backbiting.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The mausoleum of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are in the beautiful and blessed and sacred city Makkatul Mukarrama. We are present at the holy mausoleum of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the eldest son of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was such a devotee of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he tried to adopt each sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to a well-known hadith, he was passing beneath a tree with the Sahaba ikiram. He lowered his head, whereas the twigs of the tree were up high. As he lowered his head down, he was asked as to why he did this when the tree twigs were high above his head. So he was asked by the Sahaba ikiram, alayhim ridwan, as to why he lowered his head when the twigs were high above his head. He replied, of course the twigs were high up, but the case is that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed beneath this tree and he lowered his head as the twigs were hanging down and were about to touch his holy forehead. I followed the sunnah of the king of Medina, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, we supplicate to Allah by the virtue of these personalities that Allah may grant us His help and to make us true devotees of the beloved beautiful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And may we act upon the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu always followed the righteous path and never cared for people while speaking the truth. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that some of us most probably got engrossed in the world, except Sayyiduna Umar and Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was the second person after Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to narrate most of the hadiths that are counted as 2630. Jannatul Ma'ala. After Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Ma'ala is the second most superior graveyard. Here are the holy mausoleums of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and various sahaba, tabi'een, awliya, and salihin alayhim ridwan. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, says that it is better to deliver salam being outside of here, so that our dirty feet may not touch the sacred mausoleum of the holy people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Here du'as are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua for your parents, people buried in Jannatul Mu'ala, and then return after conveying a lot of virtues.
Aaj Eid-e-Ashqa hai,